From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Bayer and MS Technologies have received approvals from the European Union for its FG72 by LL55 herbicide-tolerant trait stack. Agriculture.com reports it received a positive scientific opinion from the EU Food Safety Authority, which was subsequently accepted by the European Commission for the importation of the soybeans for food and feed uses. This follows receipt of approvals already from the U.S., Canada, and Brazil for cultivation. FCC Chairman Ajit Pai shared an order Wednesday to promote more high-speed broadband deployment in rural areas. As reported in AgriPulse, if adopted, the order would provide over $500 million in additional funding for cooperatives and small rural carriers. President Trump recently touted a report on rural prosperity, calling for expanding broadband by removing regulatory barriers and providing new incentives for private investment. Well, there's an app for everything, including weather forecasting for production regions around the country. As reported in thepacker.com, the creators of WeatherMelon are celebrating 6 months since launching and a growing subscriber base. David Robidoux, a tomato broker, came up with the idea 2 years ago of an app that would consolidate weather information for produce marketers by pulling data from the Department of Agriculture and industry and weather experts. WeatherMelon also has a presence on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network of the West.